Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking depression to the curb and reclaiming your happiness. Now I know what you're thinking, another self-help podcast. But trust me, this one's different. We're diving deep into real life, tackling those sticky situations that keep us stuck in negativity. Today's topic is all about forgiveness. And no, I'm not talking about some airy-fairy new age concept. I'm talking about the nitty-gritty, the raw and honest process of letting go of resentment and moving forward with your head held high. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of anger and bitterness? You know that feeling when every interaction feels laced with past hurts? Yeah, I've been there too. But let me tell you, holding on to those grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. The truth is, forgiveness isn't about condoning someone else's actions, it's about setting yourself free. It's about choosing not to be a prisoner of your own pain. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you on this journey. 1. Understand the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a superpower, folks. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened or pretending it didn't hurt. It means acknowledging the pain, choosing to release the anger and resentment, and ultimately letting go of the control that those negative emotions have over you. Imagine it like this. Holding on to anger is like clutching a hot coal. It burns you more than anyone else. Forgiveness allows you to toss that call away and feel the warmth of peace instead. 2. Forgive yourself first. This one can be tough, but it's crucial. We all make mistakes. We all stumble along the way. Holding on to self-blame and guilt only keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Practice compassion towards yourself, acknowledge your imperfections, and learn from those experiences. Remember, everyone deserves a second chance, starting with yourself. 3. Shift your perspective. Try to see things from the other person's point of view. Not to excuse their actions, but to understand their motivations. Maybe they were hurting, maybe they made a mistake out of fear or insecurity. This doesn't justify their behavior, but it can help you develop empathy and compassion, which are essential ingredients for forgiveness. 4. Practice gratitude. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, focus on the good things in your life. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude by noticing the little blessings each day, a sunny morning, a kind gesture from a stranger, a delicious cup of coffee. The shift in focus can help you let go of resentment and appreciate the present moment. 5. Release it intentionally. Forgiveness isn't a passive process, it requires conscious effort. Take some time to reflect on what needs to be forgiven, write it down, and then release it. Visualize letting go of those negative emotions, imagine them floating away like balloons, leaving you feeling lighter and freer. Remember that one time your best friend borrowed your favorite sweater and never returned it? Yeah, that's the kind of minor transgression that can fester and become a big old grudge if we let it. But guess what? I finally forgave her, not because she deserved it, she didn't exactly apologize, but because holding onto that anger was doing more damage to me than her. It felt like carrying around a tiny brick of resentment wherever I went. So one day, I simply decided to let it go. Did it feel good? Absolutely. Like someone had lifted a weight off my shoulders. And you know what? Our friendship is stronger now because I chose forgiveness. We both learned from the experience and we moved forward with respect and understanding. See, forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about choosing love over hate, compassion over resentment, and freedom over captivity. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey towards a more forgiving and fulfilling life. Remember, forgiveness is not a weakness, it's an act of strength and courage. It takes time, effort, and sometimes even a little bit of grace for yourself, but the rewards are immeasurable. Now, I want to hear from you. What's something you need to forgive? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using #depressionfreezone. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, you're not alone on this journey, and together we can create a world where forgiveness is the norm, not the exception. Keep shining bright, my friends, and until next time, stay depression free.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.